This is Diala Saint introducing Benedict of Nursia. The date 476 AD marks the fall of the Western Roman Empire. To Benedict, born 4 years later in 480 AD, it meant seeing bands of pagan Goths wander through his hometown of Nursia, located to the northeast of Rome, as they attempted to establish their own kingdom in Italy. Benedict's parents lived comfortably and were determined that Benedict and his sister, Scholastica, be raised and educated properly. While he was in his early teens, he was sent, along with a maidservant, to complete his studies in Rome. Life in Rome, however, was so brutal and immoral that Benedict, fearing that he would soon copy the examples of his fellow students, left school and moved to a small village in the mountains about 30 miles away. While he was here, he realized that he must leave behind the sins of Rome and also village life so he could live with God in solitude. Alone, he again traveled to an isolated rocky spot near the ruins of Nero's villa. On the way, he met another hermit who gave him a sheepskin habit to wear, which was the usual garb of a monk. For 3 years, he lived in an isolated cave and was helped by his hermit friend in a life of silence, penance, and prayer. Victory over his body was not easy. On one occasion, the devil had him recall a certain woman so clearly that he was almost tempted to leave his cave and go to her. But God gave him the strength he needed to resist, and seeing a thicket of thorn bushes, he stripped himself and rolled in them until his body was covered with wounds. After this victory, the devil never tempted him in the same way again. One day, some shepherds found his cave and were amazed by the way he talked with them about God. Word soon spread about this remarkable man. Later, he was approached by a community of monks who were looking for a leader since their abbot had just died. In spite of his arguments that his and their ways were not compatible, they persisted until finally he consented. Their views of holiness were truly not the same as his, for after a while, the relationship became so bad that one day the monks put poison in his wine. As he blessed the wine, the jug suddenly broke as if it were struck by a stone. He told them, quote, "Did I not tell you that my customs would not agree with yours? Go and find an abbot to your taste, for after this deed, you can no longer keep me among you." Unquote. During these times, many people separated themselves from the sin and political unrest of the world and hoped that through the life of a hermit or communal living, they could draw closer to God. Benedict's holy life attracted many who wished to be under his direction in their spiritual growth. At first, Benedict required all to live together in separate huts made of wood, each called a monastery and containing 12 monks. Each monastery was directed by a head who was responsible to Benedict. There were no other rules than that of following Benedict's own example. Romans and barbarians alike were attracted to his rule of life, and soon parents brought their sons to be trained as monks. But Benedict's success in uniting those seeking God caused a priest living nearby to become envious. He spread lies to destroy Benedict's character, attempted to poison his food, and finally sent some women to seduce the monks. Benedict knew that his fellow monks could only be saved if he moved, and so he set out for the territory of Monte Cassino. This once fertile area had been destroyed by the Goths, and its people had returned to paganism. Here, in about 530 AD, Benedict began to slowly lay the foundations for the world-famous Abbey of Monte Cassino. The Benedictine monks were grouped all together under one head and lived under a written rule to form, quote, "a school for the Lord's service," unquote. His rule of life was a guide so that all might pray, study, and work together in community under one father. The elements of this rule were so balanced that it became the most important guide in directing Western religious life and maintaining culture for the next 600 years. Benedict did not encourage abnormal and extreme penances. For example, when a hermit occupying a cave near Monte Cassino changed his foot to the rock, Benedict sent him a message saying, quote, "If you are truly a servant of God, chain not yourself with a chain of iron, but with the chain of Christ," unquote. Once in 542, Totila the Goth, who was passing in triumph through central Italy, asked to meet Benedict at Monte Cassino. But to test Benedict's powers, he disguised one of his officers in his own royal robes. Benedict greeted the officer as follows, quote, "My son, take off what you are wearing. It is not yours," unquote. Finally, Totila did meet Benedict, who warned him not to do so many evil things, and prophesied his career and end. The conqueror left their meeting, asking Benedict for his prayers. Benedict also prophesied that the monastery of Monte Cassino would be destroyed, but that the monks would escape alive. This came true in about 590 AD, when it was captured by the Lombards, again in 883 when the Saracens captured it, and finally in 1943 when it was completely leveled by bombs. Those monks of today who follow his rule are called Benedictines. They are most active as missionaries and in education throughout the world. Benedict died in 547 AD and was buried beside his sister Scholastica, also a saint, in the Abbey of Monte Cassino. The fact that we, as individual persons, are living at this particular moment in time means that we, as God's instruments, have a purpose in creation. Whether we take advantage of this opportunity depends upon our willingness to act in accordance with God's will.